Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyala 9, Mahaprabhu's tour of South India. At Durvasasan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra, and on the hill known as Mahendra Sila, he saw Lord Pasaram. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. In Durvasasan, or Darbasayana, now known as Tirupulani, which is 7 miles east of Ramnad, there is a temple of Lord Ramachandra. The hill known as Mahendra Shaila is near Tirunelveli, and at the end of this hill is a city known as Tiruchendra. West of Mahendra Shaila is the territory of Tribankur. There is mention of Mahendra Shaila in the Ramayana. Continuing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Setabandhu Rameshwara, where he took his bath in the place known as Dhanushtirtha. From there, he visited the Rameshwara temple and then took rest. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The path from Mandapam through the ocean to the island known as Pambam consists partly of sand and partly of water. The island of Pambam is about 17 miles long and 6 miles wide. On this island, 4 miles north of Pamban Harbour, is Setabandha, where the temple of Rameshwara is located. This is a temple of Lord Shiva, and the name Rameshwara indicates that he is a great personality whose worshipable deity is Lord Ram. Thus, the Lord Shiva found in the temple of Rameshwara is a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. It is said, Devi Pataram Rabya Gacheyu Setabandhanam. After visiting the temple of the goddess Durga, one should go to the temple of Rameshwara. In this area, there are 24 different holy places, one of which is Dhanushtirtha, located about 12 miles southeast of Rameshwara. It is the last station on the South Indian Railway, a station called Ramnad. It is said that here, on the request of Ravana's younger brother, Bibhishan, Lord Ramachandra destroyed the bridge to Lanka with his bow while returning to his capital. It is also said that one who visits Dhanushtirtha is liberated from the cycle of birth and death, and that one who bathes there gets all the fruitive results of performing the jagya known as Agni Stoma. Continuing. There, among the Brahmanas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to the Korma Purana, wherein it is mentioned the chaste woman's narration. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that only 2 khandas of the Korma Purana are now available, namely the Purva Khanda and the Uttara Khanda. Sometimes it is said that the Korma Purana contains 6,000 verses, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the original Korma Purana contained 17,000 verses. It is considered the 15th of the 18 Mahapuranas. Continuing, Srimati Sita Devi is the mother of the 3 worlds and the wife of Lord Ramachandra. Among chaste women, she is supreme, and she is the daughter of King Janaka. When Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita and she saw him, she took shelter of the fire god, Agni. The fire god covered the body of Mother Sita, and in this way she was protected from the hands of Ravana. Upon hearing from the Korma Purana how Ravana had kidnapped the false form of Mother Sita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. The fire god, Agni, took away the real Sita and brought her to the place of poverty, goddess Durga. An illusory form of Mother Sita was then delivered to Ravana, and in this way, Ravana was cheated. After Ravana was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested. When the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Lord Ramachandra, the fire god made the illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Lord Ramachandra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this story, he was very pleased and he remembered the words of Ramadas Vipra. Indeed, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these conclusive statements from the Korma Purana, he felt great happiness. After asking the Brahmana's permission, he took possession of the manuscript leaves of the Korma Purana. Since the Korma Purana was very old, the manuscript was also very old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Purana be replaced. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to southern Mathura, Madurai, and delivered the original manuscript of the Korma Purana to Ramdas Vipra. Quote, when he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. Prabhupada explains in his purport that these two verses were taken from the Korma Purana. Continuing, Ramdas Vipra was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Korma Purana, and he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. After receiving the manuscript, the Brahmana, being very pleased, said, "Sir, you are Lord Ramachandra himself and have come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience. My dear sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. I request that you take your lunch in my place. Please accept this invitation. Due to my mental distress, I could not give you a very nice lunch the other day, and now, by good fortune, you have come again to my home." Saying this, the Brahmana was very happily cooked food, and a first-class dinner was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed the night in the house of the Brahmana, and then, after showing him mercy, the Lord started toward the Tamrapani River in Pandya Desh. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Pandya Desh is situated in the southern part of India known as Kerala and Kola. In all these areas, there were many kings with the title Pandya, who ruled over Madurai and Rameshwara. In the Ramayana, the Tamrapani River is mentioned. The Tamrapani, also known as the Parunai, flows through Trunaveli before entering the Bay of Bengal. The Tamrapani River is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.539. Continuing, there were 9 temples of Lord Vishnu at Nayat Tirupati, on the bank of the river Tamrapani, and after bathing in the river, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities with great curiosity and wandered on. Prabhupada's purport. The 9 Vishnu temples known as Naya Tirupati, Nava Tirupati, are situated in and around Alva Trunagarai. This is a town about 17 miles southeast of Tirunaveli. All the deities of the temple assemble together during a yearly festival in this town. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a holy place known as Chiyadatal, where he saw the deities of the 2 brothers, Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman. He then proceeded to Tilakanshi, where he saw the temple of Lord Shiva. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the holy place named Gajendra Mokshana, where he went to a temple of Lord Vishnu. He then came to Panagadi, the holy place, where he saw the deities of Lord Ramachandra and Sita. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Gajendra Mokshana temple is sometimes mistaken for a temple of Lord Shiva. It is about 2 miles south of the city of Kaivara, Nagarkoil. Actually, the deity is not of Lord Shiva, but of Lord Vishnu. Panagadi, is about 30 miles south of Tirunelveli. Formerly, the temple there contained the deity of Sri Ramachandra, but later the devotees of Lord Shiva replaced Lord Ramachandra with a deity of Lord Shiva named Rameshwara or Ramalinga Shiva. Continuing. Later, the Lord went to Chamtapur, where he saw the deities of Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana. He then went to Sri Vaikuntha and saw the temple of Lord Vishnu there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malaya Parvat and offered prayers to Agastya Muni. He then visited Kanyakumari, Cape Comorin. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The range of mountains in South India, beginning at Kerala and extending to Cape Comorin, is called Malaya Parvat. Concerning Agastya, there are four opinions. One, there is the temple of Agastya Muni in the village of Agastyampally in the district of Tanjore. Two, there is a temple of Lord Skanda on the hill known as Shivagiri, and this temple is said to have been established by Agastya Muni. Three, some say that the hill near Cape Comorin, known as Paitia, served as Agastya Muni's residence. And four, there is a place known as Agastya Malaya, which is a range of hills on both sides of the Tambrapani River. Cape Comorin itself is also known as Kanyakumari. Continuing. After visiting Kanyakumari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Amlitala. He saw the deity of Sri Ramachandra. Thereafter, he went to a place known as Malaya Desh, where a community of Bhattaharis lived. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. North of Malaya Desh is South Kanara. To the east are Kurb and Mayasur. To the south is Cochin, and to the west is the Arabian Sea. As far as the Bhattaharis are concerned, they are a nomadic community. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly, they take up the dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating. They allure others to supply women for their camp, and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal, there is also a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women.